Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, the news has just broken via the Sydney Morning Herald, coming from Michael Chamis, who's normally a very reliable journalist, a guy that I trust whenever I hear something from him, that Jake Friend, he will retire immediately. And this is terrible to see off the back of numerous concussions. I believe I read that Jake Friend has had 20 concussions in his career, which has just been unbelievable. It's had a fantastic career, 270-odd first-grade games, a one-club man for the Sydney Roosters. In a position where you have to be tough as nails to get by, and in a position that, you know, a key position, obviously, that good clubs only keep good players there. So it's a credit to Jake Friend that he's managed to hold this nine jersey at the Sydney Roosters for a very long time. It's been a number of brilliant nines that have been playing a game for the last 15-odd years when Jake Friend's been playing in the Roosters. They've always stuck by their man here. So it says a lot about Jake Friend as a man, as a leader, and as a footballer. A guy that I would probably refer to as close to the Stuart McGill of the modern era. Obviously came through the same time as Cameron Smith. Cameron Smith, obviously a Queenslander. So he always held the Kangaroo jersey. He always held the Maroon jersey when Jake Friend was playing his absolute best footy. He finally retired, and within a couple of years, Jake Friend did make his Queensland Origin debut and was brilliant in that game, in those games that he played. But of course, he got Harry Grant on his way now. But that's irrelevant now that Jake Friend has retired, and it's been a fantastic career for Friendy. I think he's won three premierships for the Roosters, 2013, 2018, and 2019. The one that stands out for me is 2019 Grand Final, where he's injured for a lot of the year. Sam Verrills comes in and does a fantastic job, and Jake Friend fights his way back to playing that Grand Final. And there's a moment in that game where Cooper Cronk gets sent from the field for 10 minutes, and it's Jake Friend that takes over. Yeah, he is the calming voice. He holds the steering wheel, and he directs these guys to another premiership, a back-to-back premiership. Jake Friend, part of this team, obviously, that won the first back-to-back premiership since the Broncos all the way back in the early 90s. An incredible achievement. A guy that should have played a lot more rep footy than what he probably did. A guy that should have won a lot more awards for being a brilliant hooker than what he did, simply because of the quality around him, namely Cameron Smith. It's been a fantastic career by Jake Friend, and as sad as it is to see him leave our game this way through retirement, through concussions, you have to respect the sort of footballer he was. Another one of those guys that I wouldn't, you know, he puts his head where I wouldn't put my foot, Jake Friend. He did it week in, week out. There was ups and downs in his career, without a doubt. At the Roosters, there's been ups and downs. I remember at one point, Jake Friend was working at a Subway making sandwiches. The Roosters were considering letting him go. This was in the very, very start of his career. He learned a hard lesson over those few months, came back, and turned out to be one of the best leaders the Roosters have ever had, a captain of that club. He's won premierships, World Club challenges. He's represented Queensland Maroons. I think he played for the Kangaroos too. I'd have to check that one off the top of my head. Definitely played for State of Origin and all that. So a brilliant footballer who deserves plenty of respect. There was a time there where Jake Friend, his kicking game wasn't up to scratch, and before I had the Guru page, I was quite critical of him. Probably 3 or 4 years ago, his kicking game was just all over the place, and it's one thing that at the back end of his career, you can see how hard he worked at his kicking game, and it improved out of sight. He's finished with one of the better kicking games for a dummy half in our game. So a guy that, whilst he was always tough as nails, always had a really solid pass on him. There were things that he still had to work on in the back end of his career, and Jake Friend, being Jake Friend, put his head down, put his ass up, and he got to work, and he really improved that kicking game out of sight. Congratulations on a fantastic career, Jake Friend. I wish it finished in a better way than how it has unfolded. It's terrible. But this is another guy that's been really smart in his football career. I believe he's got a plumbing business. I also know that he's got a cafe in Randwick that I've been to a couple of times. So he's set up for life after football. He's a smart guy, Jake Friend. And once again, it's a credit to him that the Roosters have kept him here his entire career. It says a lot about him as a footballer and as a man, but more importantly, as a leader. The Roosters, they don't keep guys long-term in key positions unless you are a guy that they know they can rely on each and every moment. Jake Friend, he has definitely been one of those. And I think when you look at Sam Verrills and the career that he's going to have, I think you can put a lot of that down to the experience that Jake Friend would have passed on to Sam Verrills. Jake Friend will be the best thing to ever happen to Sam Verrills. I think he's going to be an absolute star. And it's off the back of the platform that Jake Friend laid and the lessons that he's taught him, especially in big moments. I will always look back to that 2019 grand final and remember that for Jake Friend. Tough as nails, Jake Friend. You could not ask for a better guy to represent your club week in, week out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.